connection.org. Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. So happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So let me just explain to our listening audience, thinking that they're on a planet that's different from the one that we're on, because they have heard us twice. The system did us a favor this morning, because Charles Stanley would normally come before us, but the system played an old one of us, and here we are again, live in the studio on this 31st day of October 2025. And we have a full house this morning, like a real full house. 3 months ago, we started on a Friday. It was Friday, August 1st, 2025, and we started with Bob, we started with Charles, we started with Mike, we started with Bill, and here we are again. It's like deja vu. 3 months later, in the house, live and in color. What a day it is to be alive. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Great. Love to be here.
Welcome back.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, before I extend the red carpet to you, wonderful guest co-host, I want to say to our constant co-sponsor here, man, Charles, for having been around every single day.
Yeah, I've loved every single one of it. And again, it is the best day ever.
Oh, my goodness. So we made a pledge. We made a pledge to reconvene after 3 months, and here we are. We covered a lot of grounds, but there is so much more to do, so much more to accomplish. I want us to go back a little bit, each of us. And it might be unfair, because if I were to ask you, what were the highlights, either when you were in the studio or when you heard something on the radio? Of course, my jokes, yeah, I know you'll say that. But,
oh, outstanding, outstanding.
Thank you very much. But you see, you're even laughing about it already.
I think that's the most laughs you got from me.
You know what? Let's stay focused here. I want us to recap, gentlemen. We started with a mission to empower fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, and or maintain the connection between themselves and their children, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. And we started on a runway with the plane not completely built, but we were building it as we were flying. And we have come to an important part of our journey, and I am so excited about what God has done, what he is doing, and what he will continue to do. So let me ask you, gentlemen, highlights of the past 3 months. Which ones just pop in your head right now? I'll start with you, Bill. Most times you're in your truck listening, but you're in the house, man. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm going to start, as I was driving up here to the radio station, I was looking at the beautiful sky and the blues and the sunrise coming up, and you know, Charles's voice was in my head. You know, this is the best day ever.
The best day
ever. Really, you could see it vividly. You see God's hands. You know, looking back the last 3 months, I mean, this is such a vital subject. You know, of helping fathers and really gathering fathers together and presenting information. It seems like the time is now. You're seeing in social media and in other venues that people are starting to wake up. Mm. God is awakening us. He's calling us to this subject, and more importantly, men are starting to realize that we have been kind of our volume has been turned down on our needs, on our positioning, and in that it's allowed us to maybe slumber. And that's never good. And because you know, and now that we are starting to wake up and see the importance of taking our rightful place in God's design, then I say that without shame, that is our place as the leaders. And there's a lot of responsibility in that. But we do. Brothers need to band together. Sons need to band together. Fathers need to band together. And this isn't a competition. This is almost a calling into one house and say, let's do this for all of us and those that we love, so we can lead better. You know, the three highlights that I've written down, and there are many more, but these are just the three, is I was really moved by Winston when we had Winston in here, when we replay those, that episode. He was just such a wonderful young man that had gone through some very difficult times. The second one was, you know, the series of episodes we did with Mike and his father, you know, and that was just, that was as good as radio gets as far as I'm concerned. And I've never said this, and I am a deep thinker. I broke that whole series apart, and I like to get to the root, like, okay, where's the real catalyst and what's the turning point? And I got to say, Mike, the turning point in that whole thing for me when I look at that was your heart, not to hold grudge. That was really what turned all this. And that I commend you to. And I commend men have to forgive, not hold that grudge in order to allow the breaking of the seed and the newness to come. So that, when I've given that a lot of thought. I really, really have. Thanks, and then the third one, and this is a shout out. I do hope that Donald, Charles, your friend Donald, is listening. If it's not, you call him. I'm calling him out as we move forward. I want to get into the spiritual dojo with him and I, and I want to train with him as jiu-jitsu guys train. And I'm just, there's a spiritual jiu-jitsu where you grapple subjects, and he's got a subject I want to grapple with. So,
mention what that subject is.
He had mentioned the road, the broken road to the new man that he is. He talked about these things that had come into his life, much like Charles has. But he talked about his journey and his broken marriage. And the thing that hit me so hard was he talked about the surrounding shame that was heaped upon him.
Because he was accused.
He was based on a lie. Based on a lie. And he had to simply shoulder that. Those accusations. And, you know, that's, you know, when he said that in the radio, I heard Jesus in my own life say, I'm telling him he needs to look at me, not the voices. Look at me. And that, because Jesus had to go through that. And that's such a powerful thing, because men do get, listen, let's be honest, men do get falsely accused.
Of domestic violence.
I mean, obviously. Yeah, yes. It goes both ways, let's be honest. But there is an unspoken realm where men get accused of a tremendous amount of things, and they're trying to hold their family together. Their marriage may be breaking apart, and they're trying to lead through this while they're being accused. And then you have the surrounding people that then heap upon this. And it's an extra unneeded weight, as opposed to looking in and say, hey, there's probably two sides of this story.
Yeah.
So those were the three things for me. And then I'm going to – I've got to call this. I think that the CEO of Nozzle Nolan –
Yes.
Mickey
Nolan.
Mickey, if you're listening, you had the best dad joke up to today.
It's all about dogs.
It was the Pirate of the Caribbean, I thought, was the best.
So. To touch on something you said, just in case anybody heard that one snippet and doesn't and walks away with the wrong idea. When you said we as men need to sort of bond together and come together, but not to compete. But to complete.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have a part in the puzzle to complete. And if we don't do that very important part, our God-given part, it can become a competition. Yeah. But it's meant to be a completion. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just touch on that. I think a step in maturity for every man is to realize he's not competing against other men. He's competing against himself. And God has a plan for you. Him. He has one for me. Has nothing to do with the competition.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it gets into that, and that's where I think that, you know, Satan sneaks in, and then it breaks us apart, which is what he does.
Yeah.
So if we can get to the point where we realize we're here to help you, you're here to help me, and we're going to be honest with each other, then I think we can make some real great moves as men.
Amen. Bob, you and I said it and we jokingly say it, but it's true. We actually met in prison. And next week, the 20th of November, we'll be going into Martin County Correctional Institution to work with dads, with men. But tell us, the past 3 months, today, to the date, 3 months, highlights for you. Both when you were here, as well as when you got a chance to listen in.
Well, you know, here's the good news. I think we have covered so many topics over the last 90 days, all of which are extremely important. Mm. And I'm personally glad to have been, you know, participating in that. You know, I mentioned early on the importance of dads continuing to communicate with their kids. And so I would stress communication. Mm. You know, regardless of how things go and how difficult times might be, we need to continue to communicate with our children and our grandchildren.
Yes.
In my case. And the other focus, I guess, I would have, because I'm always looking forward, you know, the next step for us, okay, is to get involved in the various programs that are going to be offered in the dad up world. Mm-hmm. And I know Seamus is probably going to cover a few of those, you know, before we go off air, but I just would encourage the dads out there, communicate and get involved in some of the programs that we have talked about and that we're going to focus on in the future. And this is just going to be an absolutely great ministry.
Well said. Thank you, man. I'm going to leave you, Charles, not because they don't want to hear your voice.
All right.
but I want to go to you, Mike. Your dad is a rock star. But as Bill rightly pointed out, you're not only my friend, neighbor, and co-host, and member of the same local church, but your heart could have been almost understandably so, mm-hmm. hard, bitter, angry. You chose differently. But welcome again back to the 90th day of our being on the air, man. And thank you for all you do to help further this movement.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor to be here. And I think that's one of the root of my dad being here is what makes the show, right? It's men being comfortable with being vulnerable.
Mm.
Right.
Sorry, rewind on that one, man.
Men being comfortable with being vulnerable, right? We put up a shell, we put up an armor, we put up this strength. But there is strength of vulnerability. We have to understand that when we accept what's going on with us and we reciprocate our emotions with our brothers and our children, it forms bonds and strengthens relationships that could go astray, could never happen. And it's very, very, very important to understand that we can't fix everything ourselves.
Mm.
You know, God is the one that's going to take the wheel and give us the tools that we need and arm us with everything that how we can pursue forward. Because if we can't accept that, you know, accepting God is vulnerable in itself, you know, and it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of emotions wrapped up in these 90 days, and I just feel that, you know, we mix them with the laughs and the tears and everything that's involved with that, and that's being a father in a nutshell, right? And we can't get to where we need to be without accepting that. And I just love all you guys, and that brotherhood is not something that, you know, that is taken lightly. And that brotherhood is something that becomes greater beyond this room. And those are the seeds that make heaven harvest, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Charles.
Well, one of the things that when we first started the show, we didn't know what type of impact we were going to have. And we didn't get immediate feedback, but when I listen to you tell us things that people have emailed or texted to you, that's so empowering. It's like, okay, we are making a difference. I look forward to hearing those things because, you know, we don't have a call-in show. Mm-hmm. So when I hear those things from you, it was just great. And having worked in jails, prisons, and family court, I think I said to you, Mike, that I was so moved by your mother not giving you a negative attitude towards your father, because that in turn impacted you. And I saw so many instances in family court where the mom just trashed the father. Mm. And that impacted me so much because I had never heard that. And it was just awesome. And the ability and to talk to my two biggest friends, you know, Tony in Texas and Donald in Delaware, and to hear their story and to find out things that I didn't know. And it was just so awesome and so moving and so emotional, really. Yeah. So,
can I jump in for a second? Because there's a correction indeed. Well, at a moment. You speak about how our first conversation where I said we had to be a son first, and that's the next step.
Yes. Yeah,
that's the first step. Charles just corrected me, and I've got to correct. I didn't go deep enough when I said that Mike was the cornerstone of that catalyst, his heart. And Charles just said that I need to go one step forward or deeper. And it was his mother. Yes. It was Michael's mother. Mm-hmm. That was the key that did not plant that anger in his heart. That's where it started. Yes. That's where it started. So yeah. I stand corrected, just like we did. And then we'll move on.
So listen, gentlemen, we are here on this 90th day. And I'm reminded of a story in the Bible. I think you're familiar with it, most of you, if not all of you. There was a revival going on, and Philip was involved in that. It was like the big show in Jerusalem. Things were happening. People were getting saved, and there was a buzz in the air. And then God literally pulled Philip from the excitement and brought him into some desert to meet some eunuch. I'm thinking, hold on a minute. Big revival, ratings high, blah, blah, blah. And yet he was pulled out of that to go to what was a desert place. Mm-hmm. I would say for the past 60 days, we have been like flying high. And yet I believe with all of my heart that God is pulling us to a place that might seem to be a desert. Mm. But yet had Philip not met that eunuch, the gospel to Europe, because this was an Ethiopian. He went from where he was, went into a different part of the world and lit it up for Jesus. So here's my thing, guys. Starting on Monday, we will change the format that we come on air. But I do believe with all of my heart that what seems counterintuitive, like Philip being pulled from a successful ministry on air to some place that seemed barren, is a God thing. And when we follow God's leading, we won't look at what seems to be successful, but we will prove to be faithful. If there's anything that comes out of all of this and what you guys have done and continue to do, is the fact that we have three elementary schools in three different areas that will be embracing and have started to embrace Operation Daducation. Even if we never come back on the air again, and we will, the fact that there will be a generation of young people who will learn how to read or how to read better because we will have dad tours who will give at least 1 hour per week to learn to read to and with these kids. I say, man, this would be like us being pulled out of busy Jerusalem to go into the desert. So in terms of our moving forward, we will use our resources differently. And I don't believe that we won't ever have this format again, but I look forward to us not just being talking heads, though we never were, but feet on the ground in terms of, as you said, Bob, those programs. We have three major things that we wish to embark upon with God's help. One is Operation Daducation. The whole concept of getting fathers and father figures to make themselves available to read to and or with kids will change the trajectory of not just the educational system, but fatherhood. Because one, it will help dads bond with their kids. That's benefit number one. Number two is them learning to read and loving to read. Because again, brothers, you can fully agree with me here. If our young people can't read, if our kids can't read, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. We are in big trouble. So I see that as a win-win. The schools will benefit, the families will benefit, and our dad tours, our volunteers will benefit. But there's another thing, and Bill speaks to that. There isn't a space out there for dads, a space where dads can go for, one, visitation, two, mediation, three, relaxation, four, education, a space where you go just for dads. There are wonderful agencies out there that have programs for moms and their children, and understandably so. We need to start creating a space for dads. Mm. And we have already got a building that all it needs, new roof, new windows, but the structure is there. But we want to make sure we have one in every county, every city, where dads can go for these major services. And then we want to involve the local churches. I do believe that much more can be done by roping in churches, regardless of our denominational and doctrinal differences. There's no church that I know of that will disagree with the fact that men are needed. Dads are needed. The first program we had, I started out by saying something that might sound controversial, but I'll repeat it. There was a time when we passionately argued about whether white lives matter, black lives matter, or all lives matter. And I'm not sure that the argument is even settled yet, but what we can agree on, dads' lives matter. Mm-hmm. Dads matter.
Yes, we do.
And so that's what we will continue to push and be a part of, gentlemen. So, again, I want to say thank you. How much time have we got? We have time, man. We have got to. Listen, this is so heavy. We need to do some jokes, man. Moreover, but Charles, we're going to give the rookies a chance. So, let's have some DGJ. Dads.
Did we say rookies or the truant?
I heard you calling us out while we were working. We're not here because I don't have dad jokes. No, we're working.
All right, then. Okay. I was going to say, let's start with the least among us, but I will not do it. I'll say the youngest among us.
Man. So,
yes.
I don't know. I needed a punch card or something to clock in. So Halloween's coming up. So, you know, a skeleton walks in a restaurant. What does he order?
Oh, a skeleton walks into a restaurant. What does he order?
I don't know that one.
Spare ribs.
Spare ribs. Uh-huh. Okay. Spare ribs. All right. That's a good one. Bill?
Well, you know, we're talking, there's issues with the NBA and, you know, some corruptness going on in the game. And so, you know, this kind of parallels. It's like, you know, why did all lions stop playing poker in the Sahara? The Saharan, excuse me. Why did all lions stop playing poker in the Saharan?
I don't know.
Too many cheetahs.
Hey, I see why they took so long to come out, Charles. They were just practicing their good jokes. Yeah, so far.
Two for two.
Okay,
no,
Bob.
No pressure, guys. Okay.
Bob, it's your time.
To be short and sweet. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes.
Uh-oh. Oh, oh boy. And she came over and embraced you?
She gave me a hug.
I saw a golf ball getting teed up right there.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, not. But Charles, it's your time, man.
Why do people start reading the Bible more as they get older?
Oh, why do people start reading the Bible more as they get older?
Yeah. They're cramming for the final exam.
Ooh.
That's so ominous.
Truism.
Well, I had a joke about pizza, but I won't bother to tell it because it is so cheesy.
What a bang.
Listen, our time has almost come to an end, over half an hour. Gentlemen, I appreciate you. We come from different walks of life. We met by under different circumstances, but I believe with all of my heart that God had and still has a plan for us. And as we move forward, hitting the grounds in the local communities, starting with Delray, then Riviera Beach, Delray Beach, Riviera Beach, and Fort Pierce, I am convinced that God will continue to do the good work that he has started. Because fathers do matter. And if the enemy wants to do anything with our societies, he starts with the man. We see it in the Garden of Eden. He separated Adam and Eve. And his armor is still the same. He always isolates before he assassinates. Mm-hmm. And as the man goes, as the dad goes, so does the family. As the family goes, so does society. Mm. And we see what's happening in our world. So I say we're doing not just a good thing, we're doing a God thing.
Amen. Amen.
One final word from each of you gentlemen.
Give the phone number real quick.
Oh, yes. Please.
But that's not my time. Quickly.
We need you. We need you. Listening audience, we need you. 561-229-2379. Please call us at 561-229-2379. You can text us at that same number too. Call or text us at that number. Also, you can email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.
If you've been touched like everyone in us in this room has been touched, that dad's lives matter, that, you know, call that number and get in touch with us.
Amen.
Yeah, we need everybody on board for this one. This is pivotal for everybody.
It is pivotal.
Yeah, we have started the flight of the Dad Up Nation. Let's continue it. Everyone out in the Dad Up Nation.
Amen.
We all know how broken society is, and we know what the Bible says about leadership for dads.
Mm.
Let's be responsible dads from here on in.
Amen.
Gentlemen, I do so appreciate you. We have 30 seconds left, and you must have learned how we finish this program, Charles and I, because you have been listening. Again, thank you, Bob. Bill, thank you, my brother Mike. Thank you. And Charles, we will be praying for you, man. You shared something with us this group as well as on air. God's got your back.
Amen.
God's got your back. So, please continue to give us of your prayers, your dollars, and your hours. And we say,
Dad up!
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.